today from the Ohio Newsroom, the official brand of officials.
Support comes from the James at Ohio State. Cancer. For some, it's one of life's fiercest foes, but not at the James, where a team of nearly 300 specialists and over 1,500 researchers are working together to create a cancer-free world.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice helps bring clarity to complexity, because money doesn't come with instructions. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR.
I'm Claire Roth. This month, the Ohio Newsroom is celebrating a sporty Made in Ohio May. Canton is known for its role in founding the NFL, but just down the road from the flashy Football Hall of Fame, a small family-owned business is making quieter sports history. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Joe DeRosa is a stickler for precision.
That one's iffy. That one's not bad.
He inspects freshly printed fabric for imperfections. A massive mechanical press has just transferred black and white stripes from a paper sheet onto cloth.
It's one at a time. Nothing changes. There's no shortcuts. Everything has to be done that way.
Joe is meticulous because these shirts, pants, and hats aren't just for anyone. His company makes clothes for sports' top shot callers, referees.
Every college football game you watch on TV has this S on it.
The S on their uniform stands for Smitty Officials Apparel. The Canton-based company is one of the biggest suppliers of clothes for officials in baseball, football, lacrosse, wrestling, and Joe's favorite, basketball. Before managing Smitty, Joe was managing the court for some of the best basketball players in the world.
Boston leading Orlando by two. Joe DeRosa, the veteran official and crew chief here tonight.
He refereed his first game in the 80s. He was a cash-strapped college student and asked his dad for a loan.
He said, I'm not loaning you any money. You can start refereeing. And I said, Dad, I hate referees. And that's how it all got started.
He went on to referee or officiate more than 1,000 games in the NBA and college basketball. And he's one of just two people that have officiated an Olympic medal round game, the NBA Finals, and the NCAA Men's Final Four. He says all this firsthand experience helps him to design officials' uniforms.
When I was out in refereeing, I mean, we just talked about all the different ideas that came up to maybe get new products, and listen to guys and ask guys questions and take their feedback.
He considers whether refs will need stretching material to squat over a home plate or sweat-wicking fabric for running down the court.
Different styles, pleated, flat front, pockets on the top, pockets on the side.
Some items are imported from overseas, but DeRosa says they make as many uniforms as they can in-house with a small team of employees.
So like, for instance, if someone wanted a shirt, walked in here and said, I need this shirt, I have a game in 3 hours, we can make it, okay, from start to finish in about 20 minutes.
A machine laser cutter carves out the fabric fast. Then veteran seamstress Anisha Delgado takes over. Referees first started wearing black and white back in the 1920s. After a quarterback accidentally passed a ball to a ref, stripes have been used ever since to set them apart from players. And while it might seem like a simple design to us laypeople, Joe and Delgado have to cater to a number of sports, divisions, and states. They have more than 30 designs for umpire pants alone.
We have tons of options here.
Like for football in California, there are 11 different logos that could go on the right sleeve.
For some championships, they make shirts with a special title game logo. Joe's wife and business partner, Patty DeRosa, says sometimes they add a tag that thanks each individual referee by name.
It's a thankless job, so that's a way to thank them.
Joe no longer has to contend with frustrated fans and even angrier coaches complaining about calls. Still, he says his philosophy is the same in business as in officiating.
Just have to have thick skin and hopefully do the best job you can.
There's no trophy or medal for the work, but like most referees, Joe doesn't need the glory to love the game. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Canton.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you next week.